Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so your SO somehow becomes a ghost. What do you do?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin J. Morris.
I'm Kelly Nugent.
I'm Patrick Ellers.
And I'm Ryan Mogi.
Ryan Mogi.
Well, just in case you forgot.
You try to put them back in their body again.
What if
it's a
gross
spot? Yeah, because here's the thing.
Spot.
They became a ghost.
They
so what happened to their body?
Like
they were in a coma or are they dead?
So maybe you've had some sort of interaction with like a powerful necromancer of some kind.
Tight. Mm.
And they've cast your SO's soul out of their body.
Oh.
And,
are they holding onto the body?
No, the body is gone now.
Destroyed?
Oh, no. Like disintegrated.
Like body is... No, I mean, it's there, but like it's dead now. Because it doesn't have a soul in it. The soul can't like crawl back in.
Back.
You find someone with in a permanent vegetative state. You sneak that body out of the hospital. You perform necromancy of your own. Put your SO into that body.
So you learn necromancy. The dark arts.
Versus let them stay a ghost forever?
Honestly, I don't see what's so bad about necromancy.
It's because it's evil magic.
You just have to deal with the fact that that's the same thing with like blood magic. I feel like if you are doing it... This is the
for
thing.
Good things.
Here's the thing. Mm. I think I would be kind of evil in this world.
Okay, let's
maybe
say
you
would
evil.
Be. I think the first necromancer who took Patrick's SO and turned her into a ghost.
I was like, just let me see if this works.
Just let me try.
See, I don't know what the big deal is. Everyone keeps saying this is like blood magic or whatever, but I think it's fine.
let's say that counter necromancy is off the table. You will never.
All right.
So wait, the choice is whether you break up with someone because they became a ghost or not.
Well, what do you do? Like, how do you deal with the fact that like your SO literally has no other life other than like haunting you?
Dude, they can wait.
They can do so many.
Are
things.
They stuck on? Wait, okay. Here's my question: are they like? Do they have to like because of their ghostliness use you as a focus and like be around you?
Let's say that they use like a specific object.
Yeah,
that,
they're like attached to an amulet that has a picture of both of you inside, or a locket, I suppose.
Yeah, or like a sword that you swing around.
Sure, that's cool.
Like that.
Well, if you've got a ghost sword now, I think this is probably the best like relationship imaginable.
Nah, right? You got to find them another ghost sword.
You think you need to introduce them to another ghost?
Group of ghosts? Here's the thing. Like, this is reminding me a little bit of that episode of Black Mirror, too, where, like, that girl goes inside that guy's head forever.
Okay, yeah.
You know? And it's like, that's not fair to anybody.
Right.
Right? Like, so I think, oh, here's what you can do. So you, like, find, like, a bus route.
Go on.
You drop off the sword on that bus route every day. The sword gets to travel, gets to meet new...
Has some alone time.
Yeah. alone time, maybe meet some people, and then you pick it up at the end of the day. And then you keep talking to it. Say like, okay, anytime you want to go be with other swords, like,
mm-hmm. just
like
how just long say do the you word. Have to be faithful to your ghost?
Oh, shit. I think you got to ask. You got to talk to them about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got to talk that one out.
Well, of course you got to talk about it, but like, let's be honest.
Do they stay it's, like...
It's
like,
changed your dynamic.
Totally. Totally.
Well, can there be like a Ghostbusters scenario? Can you do
can
like
you
ghostly?
Head?
Can you do ghostly sex?
I mean,
or yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones in that was it House on the Haunted House on the Haunted Hill? I believe was the
it's
name.
Either
of
House
it.
On
Haunted
on
House upon the Haunted Hill.
Yes, starring Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I would have to guess that there'd be like some form of ghost. Maybe it's not like as satisfying as like sex, but like there's some sort of intimacy. I mean, there couldn't be physical intimacy, right? Because
like, maybe like a possession could feel kind of like tingly and weird. I don't know.
Yeah. Or I mean, but I'm also curious, like, are they like their mental facilities and everything? Like they're still fully, or do they become kind of like one, you know how ghosts can become like one track minded?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they like that or are they?
No, so they start.
They're fully them?
They start fully them for sure. But like over the years, it's going to take a toll on them just being
a
ghost
like a
all the time.
It's a sad dementia story.
It is a little bit like a sad dementia story.
Are you married to this person? Do you own property together?
Are they considered dead?
Well, right. They're considered dead, so you're not technically married anymore. Till death do you
but you were married.
Yeah, legally, you're off the hook.
Oh, God. Yes. Could you imagine if you use that in your breakup? Like, look, babe, I know this has been tough on everybody, but we specifically said till death do us part. Yeah. So,
wow. I would be like, throw me in the ocean. I don't want to be around you.
I can't throw you in the ocean. You're a ghost.
No, throw my sword.
If you're a sword.
Throw my sword
if
in the ocean.
You're tethered to a sword.
You don't really mean that.
No, I don't. Put me on a bus.
Take you to...
or, like, take you somewhere really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, like, here's the thing. I think you do have a duty to them to, like, try and help them with whatever they need. Like, if they are... If
sure,
they're
like
respectful
help them with
of
whatever
you,
whatever their ghost quest
right.
is.
Right. Mm. If they're respectful to you, they're going to be like, hey, so, like, I'm a ghost now. And the things that I want to do as a ghost are these things.
Right.
So, like, I need help with that. Can you help me with that? What do you need? You need, like, emotional support? I can do some of it. But I am a ghost, so.
Do you think there's any world where you try to become a ghost as well?
No. I was actually wondering that. Do you have nothing else going on? You don't have any other friends?
You have life going on.
You've got life going on.
We would all become ghosts if we wanted to. It's called killing yourself.
Do you know? What? Do you know for sure that you're going to be a ghost?
No.
Oh, then
you really
fuck
don't.
No. I'm sorry.
None of us know if we're going to be ghosts.
Here's the thing. If you were to
Colin will be a ghost.
Colin
will be a ghost.
Colin believes it, but don't rush into anything. Did you guys ever see the movie Truly Madly Deeply?
No. No.
It's a very good movie, but it's about Alan Rickman is married to this woman, Juliet Stevenson, and they are like very in love. They're dinks and they're in love and they like have this nice
What's
life.
A dink?
A double income, no kids.
Nice.
But they have like a great life together and they're very happy. And then he dies.
Suddenly. Oh, no.
And then she's very sad for a little while. And then he just shows up as a ghost. And at first, they're both like over the moon happy because
he's still there.
Yeah, because they were so deeply in love and now he was gone and now he's back. And then they have to deal with the reality that she's alive and he's dead.
Yeah.
And they have just different lives now. And it doesn't matter how much they used to love each other. And so she has to like grieve him all over again.
How did they solve it?
She starts dating someone else and he lets her go and goes hangs out with his ghost friends. It's very sad.
Wow.
What's that movie you told us about where a lady falls in love with like a painting of like a Gordon's fisherman? And then like
that's how I remember it too.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly
it's
how I remember
it. The ghost in Mrs. Muir.
Yes.
Very kind of similar, but that was you knew he was a ghost when you met.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right. Different than having the SO who then becomes a ghost.
Well, so that's a nice way of looking at it. So that's where the ghost sort of gives you the space and accepts their own ghostliness.
Yes.
And waits for Mrs. Muir to cross over. Mm-hmm. And then is like, guess what, boo? I've been waiting for you this whole time.
Because also, like, for ghosts, too, it's not, like, too much, right? Because for ghosts, time is different. So it's not eternity. Like, it's like, oh, you
yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, time's different for me.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could give me, realistically, 15 to 17 more years.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Now, here's a question.
Yeah.
In Ghost of Mrs. Muir, not to hijack your hot take, in Ghost of Mrs. Muir...
This goes, is just participating goes to in Mrs. my hot take.
He wipes her memory.
I...
So she gets to live.
No, when you said wipe, I thought you meant wipes her ass.
Bottom. Wait. When? When she dies?
No.
Oh, he makes her think
that he was just a dream that she had one night, so that she could be free to love other people. It doesn't work out for her, but
that's too sad.
But I think that you should probably, if you're the ghost in the scenario.
You got to know when to move on.
Yeah, you got to wipe yourself from the memory. Let the person live out their life like a living person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can meet them if they become a ghost.
Yeah, and I think that's key to it, is that like if you are still having like a good ghost living person relationship, as in the example of Katana that I'm drawing from the DC universe, whose husband is her dead husband is her sword.
Yes.
That like as long as she is a sword wielding like murder machine, then like fine, they've got a good relationship.
Right.
But as soon as she wants to leave like that life behind, or he wants to leave that life behind, like they've got to just go separate ways.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's the truth. Like any relationships we talk about, like if it's working for you,
then
what you do is let just it ride it out.
Yeah.
The question then though with Katana though also, right, is like, I'm sure that there will be a point where she's fighting just to have him in her life.
Or just to be with him, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, and then it's like, but at the same time, right, it's like she's still choosing that. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, are they codependent on each other at that point?
But
yeah.
Isn't every relationship at least a little codependent?
And that's the thing, right? It's like if someone's choosing to be that way, then that's their choice. Like that's, if she wants to just keep fighting and fighting just to be around him. But.
Yeah. You would hope that at some point the ghost and the sword would recognize that and be like, you can't keep putting your life in danger just to be with
me.
I think it's because like ghost stories are like romantic ghost stories are always just such a metaphor for letting go, like a loss in general, you know?
Mm.
So it like should be on the ghost to step away, because the living person will never be able to let go of it if there's a ghost around.
Right. Because
you'll feel too guilty about like, oh, I can't live my life. They don't get to live a life.
Right.
Yeah, the ghost both has more and less power.
Mm.
Yeah. It's sort of like we talked about this with Casper. Like the future for Casper is really grim.
So grim. He just stays a little boy
ghost. She's going to grow up and have a life.
And she's going to like fuck other dudes in that house.
Yeah. She's eventually not going to be attracted to 13-year-old boys.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty soon.
I mean, hopefully.
And also what happened to those uncles?
I mean, you're still attracted to that 13-year-old boy.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Sorry. Really quick. This is going to be really dark, but it is a real question.
Okay.
Well, I only accept real questions.
Okay. Maybe this is just because this is so grim that it's making me laugh. It's not funny at all. It's not funny at
all. I'm not laughing. I
cannot wait.
Okay. So pedophiles, when they're... like, is it just... like, are they like... attracted to kids when they're kids and then just never stop?
I think it's like,
I know that it's like I think it's theoretically,
I don't know, I have not done the deep dive research,
sure,
but I think it's similar to any sexual awakening.
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, yes, there's often trauma and all kinds of horrible
things,
but like separate from that, I think it's probably not prepubescent.
Right.
You're not thinking about sex.
Yeah, you're just having like weird crushes. So it's like
once your sexual drive or whatever gets turned on, it just gets turned on for this like horrible, in this really shitty, bad way.
Okay. Okay. That was really helpful. Thank you.
And you probably don't even recognize it as odd when you are sexually awoken, right? Because
well, but
what close to being like your peers.
No, that's interesting because I wonder, because like most people, like when you're 16, you're attracted to 16-year-olds.
That's the thing. Or older.
Then you're 30. And you're still attracted to 16-year-olds. Like, what point?
And also,
in
that
point? And that's not called pedophilia.
And that's the other thing, right? Mm. It's like the teen one.
Yeah, it's gross. But.
But the kid one, right? Like, so you're 13, right? Or, like, even, like, 11.
Why are we doing this?
I am not in a good place right now.
You know who's, like, really having it rough?
Who?
Jamie Lee Curtis in the Halloween series.
Yes.
She thought she killed him.
Yeah, I know.
but he's back.
I know.
Just like again and again and again.
Again and again and again. I Even know. Her son, Josh Hartnett, couldn't kill him.
Is that who her son was?
That was Josh.
Is that H2O?
In H2O. Y'all don't remember H2O? Mm-hmm.
I remember Michelle seeing Williams. It.
She's dating Josh Hartnett. They're supposed to go on the field trip, but they're sneaky. And they're like, no, let's stay back at the cool private school. Oh. And they also think Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be gone. She is not gone.
Oh, shit.
So they get busted.
Is that the one that like John Carpenter was like, fuck this movie? Because this one he approves.
Maybe. I don't remember it being unapproved at the time.
Okay.
But it was also treated like this is the last one. But I think it was for a while Zombie
yeah.
ones.
But I mean, it was also like campy bullshit.
Oh, I think the Rob Zombie ones were the ones that John Carpenter hated.
I believe it. Because they are kind of,
they're just different.
They're different. The original Halloween is really good.
Yeah.
So we're talking Jamie Lee Curtis ships today.
Oh, let's do that.
Yay.
Okay, great.
Who has a ship?
So Michael Myers
share?
And Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's like so hot, right? Yeah. Like they're just always drawn together.
It's it's that hot brother sister thing.
Ugh. Gross.
You ship it.
Look, that was my sexual awakening.
Okay.
Oh. No, was it really?
It was taboo?
Myers,
but honestly,
it happened in 2016.
We were all there for it.
You're such a late bloomer. Well, I mean, it is, if we talk about trauma and people getting screwed up.
Yeah.
That's how Mike Myers got screwed. Am I saying it wrong? Michael Myers.
Michael
Myers.
Mike, if you're not
we've been saying Mike Myers.
I don't know what happened to Mike Myers to make the love guru, but Michael Myers, he is supposed to be babysat and they're having sex instead.
And that's what happens.
And then he murders them. As you do?
You do.
Well, as he does.
Well, right. Because like
that's a choice he made. Does. Yeah.
Well, so Hawaii. Halloween was in the 70s, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So all those 70s movies, and this is kind of taking from, they were talking about this on last podcast, they're talking about Side Stories, about the slasher films from the 70s were all about like punishing teens for feeling sexual things.
Yes. It's interesting though, because some of them are like for sex, and this, I know the movie came out in 1980, but Friday the 13th, it is punishing them sort of for having sex, but it's also punishing them for being bad at their jobs, which I think is as important.
Yes.
Never have sex. Be very good at work. Jobs. Call Ryan Mogi.
Be a good camp counselor.
Also, don't do drugs, right?
Yes.
Don't do drugs. Don't have sex. Be good at your job.
The scream rules.
They are being debaucherous when they're being bad at their jobs.
Yeah,
but
I think
that's just a side effect.
I'm so sorry. For some reason, my mind went straight to Nightmare on Elm Street.
Now, the lesson from Freddy
is I'm
don't
a pedophile
naps.
And I murder.
No,
he's the first group of people we were talking about today.
It's interesting.
He's a pedophile ghost.
He's a pedophile ghost. And depending on the version, which I think the original is more explicit than the reboot was, but like he got murdered by some parents.
Yes. Yes. Straight
Freddy?
Up.
So like it's
they trapped
yeah.
him in a house and
yeah.
burned him.
Nightmare on Elm Street is a revenge story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas, and I guess Friday the 13th is also a revenge story, but she's right.
Sure.
Those counselors
are bad.
I mean, not those counselors, because those counselors have no students.
Counselors, yes. Right.
The old counselor is the one who actually killed her son, who turns out to be magic.
yeah, who turns out to be an unkillable zombie.
Yeah. Sleepaway Camp, that's also pay attention while you're water skiing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You might decapitate.
It like it's so funny because as soon as you started talking about Jason Voorhees, I immediately started thinking about my Halloween ship from last year. Because honestly, I think about that all the time.
Remember Halloween 3, Season of the Witch?
Yes.
Never
with,
saw
it. With Paul Rudd?
Not
what?
Canon.
No, it's not canon.
Wait, I did see that.
Not canon.
Yeah.
I have seen that one.
You've been alive a bunch of years.
I mean, think about it. Would it be people are trying to use Stonehenge rocks to resurrect ancient aspects of the Celtic festival?
It has
festival
they tried to make Halloween an anthology series, but then they made a shitty movie. I think if they'd made a good movie, we could every year have a movie called Halloween that's a different movie.
Yeah, we could.
How good would that have been?
That'd be awesome. And I think that's how all sequels should be. You had to like earn canon status in everything.
Hold on.
Canon status.
So you're saying.
Yeah, I am.
Anchorman 2.
Right. Yes.
Lost in New York.
Right. Not canon.
Home Alone 2. You would have rather not see Kevin McAllister and his brood?
Home Alone 2 is canon.
Is canon. Home Alone 2 is canon.
I'd say Home Alone 3 is not canon.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, I guess it's just it's a side universe.
Is sort of an anthology.
Yeah, it is, because it's a different family going through a similar adventure.
Okay, how about the sequel, Godfather Part 2?
What?
Does it earn its place as canon, or should it have just been about a different Godfather?
No, it's canon.
Respond!
Like, every year it could be about a different Godfather.
Naked Gun, 2.5.
Two and a half, no. 33 and a third, yes.
You're so bold.
Babe 2, Pig in the City.
Canon.
Nice.
Oh.
What?
Gordy 2.
I don't know what Gordy is.
Herbie 2, Fully Loaded.
All the Herbie movies are canon to all other movie universes.
Interesting.
Herbie
interesting.
Exists in all movie universes.
So speaking of this, the new Halloween that's coming out today, that is the new Halloween 2, I believe. Is that correct?
I think that some of the intermingling Halloweens may count. I have not read any spoiler reviews.
Yeah, I think like 2 is still there. 3 has never been canon.
It was my understanding that it was Halloween 1, and then 30 years go by with no Halloween adventures, and now we're going to jail where he's just escaped from prison.
Interesting.
So he's not even magic at this point. He's just a murderer. That's the exciting thing to me.
Okay, and that makes me less excited, because that means Jamie Lee Curtis is just going to murder him for one spree?
No, two sprees. Spree number one, he went to jail for.
That's happening.
He's going to do some child. Yeah, are we really holding Michael Myers responsible?
No, the first movie still happened. He wasn't a child in the first movie. Not the whole time. He grew up to be a very scary murderer. Three sprees. Kill his ass on the third spree.
I think you definitely, honestly.
But she's been planning on killing him. You guys saw the trailer. Yeah, she's like, I've been planning. She planned to kill him for one spree.
She was very
psychological. I would plan to kill someone for part of a spree, honestly. Like,
I mean, we're talking killing sprees
this
here,
This is
right?
not spree my not job like to kill people. Right. I'm not a police officer.
No, but also police officers. Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
Our highly militarized police force.
No tanks in the streets.
Does anyone have a Jamie Lee Curtis ship that they want to share?
So I had trouble with mine. Have you guys ever seen the children's film House Arrest?
No. Who are you asking?
Okay.
Of course, Ryan.
I've seen it 1,000 times.
Okay.
So it is a great film.
It is. It's a wonderful film. So hilarious. I couldn't decide whether or not I shipped it or not. Because, like, when I was a kid.
You don't want that divorced couple to get back together?
Well, I don't know if I do anymore. Because at the time when I was a kid, I was like, yes, this is great. Children intervening. So the premise of the movie is Kevin Pollak and Jamie Lee Curtis are about to get divorced.
Okay.
They're two precocious little kids, very cute, decide they're going to trick them into going into the basement and lock the door until they solve their problems.
It's a great idea.
So fun. Kevin Pollak and Jamie Lee Curtis are now like reverse psychologizing them, trying to escape. Now things have escalated. They're reinforcing the doors and the windows.
No. Then there's a next level.
Yes.
Jennifer Love Hewitt finds out about it. She's a teen, too. She's a tween.
Okay.
Tween Jennifer Love Hewitt, who's also really cute.
How is she related to them?
She's friends, sort of, with...
I'd say love interest.
Well, love interest eventually, but I don't think she considers him a love interest when she...
No, but he did the like teen movie thing where he was looking at her in slow motion all the time. Yeah.
She's got a mom who needs to fly straight.
Okay.
This mom.
I like her mom.
Gets locked up in that basement.
With the other parents?
Uh-huh.
Wait, so the kids are just taking everything into their own hands, saying we will solve all the parents' problems
by
locking them in the basement.
Is to be locked in a basement until they figure their shit out.
Word gets out.
It's like a camp nowhere situation.
Kids start showing up with their troubled parents and locking them.
I know, you hate when kids take control.
I hate when kids take control. I hate this.
This movie is amazing.
It's really good.
The kids, and guess what? Turns out the kids were right.
Yeah, they do.
They do group therapy. They also play really loud "Love Will Keep Us Together," which was the parents.
Oh my god,
song.
Oh my god,
what a nightmare.
Oh, whose this parents were? Oh god, I love. I can never remember.
So, do
his
you
name.
Want
Little.
The parents to get back together?
Well, now I do. Just from recapping the movie, now I'm like, yeah, it was a great plan, and I loved it. But I was thinking about it today. I was like, oh, that is kind of irresponsible to like lock people in a basement and say, you have to be in a relationship.
Yeah, kind of irresponsible.
Divorce can be very healthy for some
false
couples.
Imprisonment.
Right.
Oh, completely.
Happy couples don't get divorced.
Yeah, I've heard that. but Kevin Pollak and Jamie Lee Curtis do work it out.
Okay.
At least to the end of the first movie.
Yeah, as do, I always forget his name, but Little Frogman, Inconceivable.
Oh, that guy.
Wallace Shawn.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been divorced a bunch of times, but he doesn't want to get divorced this time.
Exactly. So this is the new stepmom. But there is a really sweet scene. Okay, so that's my ship. I ship them and that Jamie Lee Curtis movie. Because the stepmom's really upset. She's like crying.
And now this she's is...
Inconceivables.
Inconceivables, Sean. New wife.
Yes.
Okay.
And like his kids are like the neighborhood like ruffian bully.
Okay.
Or the best friends.
No, it's... Yeah, it's Mookie.
Yeah, so it's the Mookie? Best friends.
That's the guy's real life name. Mookie Arizona. He was also in Camp Nowhere, but his name is Mookie Arizona.
Oh my
we
God.
We love you, Mookie. This is not, we're not making fun of you.
Okay, Mookie, your two credits, which are the only credits you have, two of my favorite movies from 1994 and 1996.
Mookie, wow. Great. Good
stuff. Good job, Mook.
Yeah. So yeah, Mookie, I'm glad Mookie's dad and stepmom got together.
Yeah. And Jennifer Tilly plays Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. She was really funny.
Mom. Oh.
And she's also kind of flirty. And you're like, stop, stop, mm-hmm. stop.
And she's got that last cigarette. And every time I think of smoking, I look at this last cigarette and I don't smoke it.
Wow. It's great.
It's a really good movie.
Aww. It's a great movie to have kids take over, fix their parents. It was my...
That's like your dream.
It's my dream. Very and this much was, in the paper before, route. Yeah. This was while I had parents that were together. Oh. I still thought, hey.
But it's planted a seed.
Yeah, it planted a seed. Yeah, I think making them watch it made them divorce each other. And then also.
So you just did the opposite. Instead of forcing your parents to be together.
It was all part of my plan.
Right. It's a good plan.
All worked
nice.
Out.
Nice.
Patrick, did you just blame Mogi for her parents'
she
divorce?
She did it. I just reinforced it.
No, I guess what I'm saying is I could have fixed it. If only our basement had yeah. more locks.
There you go.
Gotta get out of bed, grab a hammer and a nail, learn how to
use. Is that the song that they play?
No, that's just an Indigo Girls song that popped into my head right now.
Cool.
Oh. It's a fun night, guys.
Nice.
And the little boy in it is Kyle Howard, who is also in My Boys. You may or may not recognize him, but he was cute.
Nice.
Hey, did you have one, Patrick?
I didn't before we...
Started talking what? About house arrest?
No. before we had our assignment for Jamie Lee Curtis ships.
Okay.
And then I did some Googling around and realized that she was a guest star on an episode, season one episode of The Drew Carey Show.
Huh. This is. I cannot believe this is happening.
Is, what is happening?
This is pre Cleveland Rocks.
Uh huh.
Oh my God! What the shit?
Season one Drew Carey Show was a strange beast.
Yes.
Still like kind of grounded, and they weren't doing like crazy spot the differences episodes.
Right. Yeah.
Or like this one's all improvised for some reason. And so there's an episode. So in the first season, Drew's love interest is this woman Lisa.
Yeah.
Who's like pretty boring.
Was she the next door neighbor?
No, she works at the company that he works at, which gotcha. I can't remember the name of now. I was going to say Dunder Mifflin.
It That's does obviously have that not vibe. Right.
It's like a department store or something. And so they're like dating on the sly because he's a manager and she is not. And so it would be like looked upon,
gotcha. You know,
whatever. And so he is getting his hair cut and his barber is Jamie Lee Curtis.
What?
And she's like a rad party chick who like does whatever the fuck she wants and has this like sigh, like the like ninja weapon tattooed on her
oh my God.
Like forearm.
Fuck yeah.
And like Drew like builds up the courage to ask her out because Lisa's like, we can't date out in the open.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, fine, I'm going to date this like cool. And, you know, Drew Carey's like hyper nerd on the show and like all he wants to do is like go to the Warsaw and like drink with his buddies. But she's like climbing up water towers and like jumping off with like bungee cords and like just like she's an awesome party chick and like brings Drew on like makes him more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remember all of this just from reading this credit or did you go back and
did I go to Amazon and rent the episode for $2? You bet I did.
Hey!
her character's name is Sue, spelled mm-hmm. with an X at the end of it.
Cool.
No one really knows why.
Susie and the Banshees. I bet it was a reference to that.
I don't know, Colin. But she meets Mimi. And she and Mimi are like super chill.
Yeah.
And
that's like, the thing about Mimi is like, yeah. You think she's mean, but it turns out she just hates Drew. Yeah.
She just hates Drew. And like, she's got her own thing going on. And Sue sees that and is like, bold outfit. Cool. And Mimi's like, yeah, you're cool too. I was like, yeah, yes, this is great. So I don't know exactly who I ship Sue with, either Drew or Mimi.
Is it Sue with the Drew Carey show?
Wait, what? Like, Sue, yes. If she were a recurring character, the show would have been a much better show. Also, I really enjoyed going back and watching this episode of the Drew Carey show. Does that shit hold up?
I don't know. Rent more.
Rent more.
And report
more.
Back.
I will.
You got to tell us when stuff starts to get crazy.
We can all.
Because I liked it.
I liked it too. I liked it too. What we can do is we can get a like shitty motel room, and then you can rent two episodes,
right. And we'll just watch them back to back every night.
we'll all lay down.
We'll lay down in bed.
Right.
You have to be on the cot.
I feel like this is a reverse scenario where I'm in the bed. And everyone else is on the cot.
No,
I don't think that's going to work. That doesn't sound like that.
That sounds like we're going to physically overpower
you. Kelly, you watched a terrible movie.
I rented it for $3.99.
Oh my gosh, you guys invested so much.
I know.
I may have, now that I think about it, I may have bought the episode for $2.
Oh,
it may not have been a rent.
Is that a suggestion for after recording activities?
I would happily watch that episode again.
Oh my God.
I laughed a couple times.
This is season one.
Season one, episode 18. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great. So I laughed no times when I watched my thing. This is probably a no TP. Are you guys familiar with the movie Perfect?
Yes.
No.
All right, well.
I agree on the no TP.
Yes, I hate them together.
Well, because he's a big liar.
He's a piece of shit. Okay.
Here's the thing. At the time, he was... Should we try to get them to guess who was in it?
Okay.
Well, we don't know the premise yet.
It's 1985.
Jamie Lee Curtis is a... fitness instructor, like
aerobics. She's like the aerobics instructor.
I'm picturing it. Pink jumpsuit. Yeah, with a different color pink leggings with blue leg warmers and a blue headband.
I think maybe you've seen that picture.
There's some gray in there too.
Yeah, so she's wearing. Probably, could be gray.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
So she's wearing like those that very 80s like skin color but shiny.
Yeah,
leggings. Uh-huh. And it's a very high cut.
Yeah,
pink.
It's like French cut.
Yeah, and then like baby blue little leg warmers. And so she is a
Kevin Klein.
No.
Okay.
I thought we agreed Kevin Klein's awesome.
Neve Campbell.
No.
No.
Okay. So this guy, he is a reporter and he's like doing he's reporting two different cases. One of them I don't really care about or know what is happening. The other one is like he's gonna write an article about how fitness clubs are the new singles club. And he's writing an article. He's calling, looking for Mr. Goodbody.
Yep.
And he, at first, is going to write about her.
Hugh Downs.
No. And he's like...
and he's really slick.
He's so slick. And he asks her out on a date. And first he's like, I want to interview you. And she's like, fuck no, I don't get interviewed. I don't ever want to talk to you about being interviewed. I don't do that. I got burned once. I'm not going to tell you why, but... do not interview.
Oh, interesting. This is fascinating.
She's great.
She's amazing.
She's Jamie Lee Curtis.
And there was one part that I laughed, and I'll tell you later. But so then he goes, okay, I promise I'm not going to interview you. I just want to go to lunch. Then they're talking, and he's like, getting all this info from her. She's like talking about how she has like body issues. She's afraid of dying young. Her dad died young, blah, blah, blah. Then he gets out a tape recorder and he's like, okay, you ready to like go on the record? And she's like, what the fuck? No. And then he's like, oh, I'm just kidding. I'll not do that. Then later she's like, you should take one of my aerobics classes. And he's like, I'll take an aerobics class if you let me interview you. And she's like, no, I totally thought you were cool. I don't like you. Then he's like, never.
He does kind of like give her like the sexiness.
Yeah. And then he like
so
shows
he's
her
got the sexiness.
He shows
he
her.
Does
he does
at this time in his life.
At this time
Richard
in his life.
Gere.
He's at
you're getting,
his,
closer.
You're getting close.
Getting closer.
This person has
Nick
less.
Nick Nolte.
This person's sexiness has abandoned them more than Richard Gere's has.
Like aggressively. Okay, so then they're like typing on this computer together. And,
Clint Eastwood.
And he's no, and he younger. He's using. He's showing her his notes.
For Mr. Goodbody.
This is the '80s, the early '80s.
So they're typing to each other on the computer. And then she types, wanna fuck? And he's like,
what?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Wait. They're typing on like one computer together?
Yeah, just like lines.
Yeah, it's like before we knew. It's like a
sexy date time.
Yeah.
And wanna she texts wanna fuck, and he just like stares at it, and then he's like, and then he's like, okay, and then they fuck, and then they have this like relationship that seems like okay, and then he goes to meet her parents, and then she tells him why she doesn't get interviewed anymore, because when she was in high school, she was going to go to the Olympics for swimming. And a reporter was like, oh, let me interview you. And then wrote a piece about how she was having a relationship with her coach, which wasn't true. And it ended up slandering her. And she was like, I'm never whatever. Then in the car, he's like asking her a bunch of questions about it. And he's hiding a tape recorder between his legs.
What?
Yeah, he's
is this guy's fucking problem?
I know.
This movie was based on an article in Rolling Stone.
Anyway. Yes.
And a true story?
I don't know if the part of this guy being a jerk was true. But like looking for a Mr. Hardbody or whatever. Yeah. Is an article that was in Rolling Stone. That
Peter Travers.
No.
John C. Reilly.
So then he...
Closer!
He does do... You're closer. He does do... Okay, and there's also, like, the scenes are so long. He does, like... He takes the
aerobics
class. You
guys could guess harder, I think.
You could. Okay.
I don't know that Colin and I can.
I got closer.
Listen.
This person.
You will know. Okay, so he takes the aerobics class, and he's, like, really good.
He's really good. It's crazy. It's like he knows how to do moves.
Yeah, how to do moves. He's, like,
really good at
moves. And honestly, these
Kevin
aerobics.
Bacon?
Close!
Sean Penn!
No!
Oh my god!
Further away!
Chris Penn! That's who I meant. I meant Chris Penn.
Oh, if you said Chris Penn, it would have been funny.
and these scenes are so fucking long. Like, I swear it's like maybe 10 minutes.
They're really long. It's like a movie if you really want to watch aerobics.
And it's like a lot of like. Butts, and then there's like a stripper scene
because they're all wearing like sexy leotards.
And he's wearing really short loose shorts, which means like his junk is moving around
like
a lot.
You're gonna see a little dick.
And there's a part where they're both humping at the air because she's an instructor. He's in the audience.
It's very sexy,
and they're like humping at each other, and the rest of the class is just like yay, and it's them humping at each other for a long time. Then
he's got pelvic thrusts. He's got moves.
He's got moves.
It's late 70s, early
80s.
Yeah, he's 84.
Travolta.
Yes.
You got it. You got it.
Fucking gross, dude.
Yeah.
I want to see Travolta air humping.
Yeah. No, and then.
You don't have to, but you could.
Well, so then it gets worse. He's like, oh, I'm going to. He's like, fine, I'm going to do the article, but like, I'm not going to write it about you. So I'm being a good guy. So she goes and finds the article, and he like makes fun of like one of the girls that goes there, who's played by Lorraine Newman, who like is desperate to become perfect, because then, and she admits this, like that then someone will love her.
Yeah.
And he like smears her, and he types in it. He's like, oh, she's called the most used gym equipment. At the gym.
Yeah.
And like,
it's really bad.
It's really fucked up. He slams her, and Jamie Lee Curtis finds it. And this is back in the day before, like, you could back up your work. Yeah. And she deletes the whole fucking thing.
Goddamn.
Fuck,
and it's while he's on the phone in the other room. And
bragging
you can't,
about his shit.
Yeah. And you can't select all delete. So she's just pressing backspace the entire time.
It's amazing.
So it's just like slowly
That's
deleting.
That's why we had to have the computer scene earlier to. Let people
to establish
know how
that she knew
work.
How to use
yeah.
the computer.
Yeah.
she could at least type wanna fuck.
She could type wanna fuck delete.
Yeah.
Right. Which honestly, if you got those two things.
Right, what else do you need?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how badass really would it be if she deleted the whole thing and then just wrote like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Nice.
Did we really not have control A at that point in time?
I don't
know.
Think so.
No select
no,
all.
No, and also there wasn't
There's no
like,
select all, there was no yeah. copy paste.
Wow.
I mean, we just got out of typewriters.
And
yeah,
it's,
I guess
and
you're
it's
right.
like almost pretty typewriter-ish what they have.
Mm. Yeah. It's like probably not even a computer. It's like a word processor.
Yeah, I think
like
that's
80,
what it was.
85?
84. 85. 85.
Yeah, to have a... That's pretty baller.
Yeah. And...
He's
a hotshot Rolling Stone guy. So then she deletes it, right? Then like something happens where he like perjures himself on the stand, or he withholds evidence. I don't know what happens, but
wait, he's on trial now.
There's the other unrelated case.
Yeah, there's another case. There's
about,
another case that
not
he,
about aerobics. That you're like, that, I don't know why we're watching.
I don't
this.
Know why crazy. He's doing two cases. I think they're connected. I don't know, but so she sees him, and then he goes to jail.
Good.
And then he gets out for some reason, and then they're together.
Yeah, that's the
worst
part.
Outrageous. Why?
because it was the fucking 80s.
Yeah. Well, like, you can't have a movie where they don't end up smooching.
He has those baby blues.
Yeah, and he has gross. That crotch.
I find no point in time Travolta sexy.
Well,
even Look Who's Talking?
No, not even Look Who's Talking. I don't get the whole paternal thing.
Ugh. Oh my God.
Ryan, did you have one? A Jamie Lee Curtis?
I do, but I think I've actually talked about it before. But
oh my God, if it's Roswell.
It's Roswell.
She wasn't on Roswell.
Just the Drew Carey Show.
What she was on is a James Cameron movie, probably one of my favorite James Cameron movies. I think it was a James Cameron movie.
Yes.
He wrote and directed it.
It's a good one.
And it's also probably my favorite movie with Tom Arnold above the bill.
True Lies.
It is.
Yeah.
And it is, the couple is Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis. So Harry and Helen.
Kelly, what's going on? Your phone is making noise.
Sorry.
Helen and Harry. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Helen and Harry Tasker. He is a spy, but he pretends to be a boring computer analyst. She's married to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Like, I'm typing.
And she believes 100%. You've seen this movie.
No.
Oh, Kelly.
This movie's great.
Yes,
True Romance is legitimately an awesome
movie. True Romance is also a good movie.
I'm sorry, True Lies. You know what I mean? I'm just so excited.
True Lies. And so she thinks she has a very boring computer science husband mm-hmm. who's just like a big dork. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she's so bored by her life. And their kid is
Elijah Dushku.
Yeah, so they have a teen daughter who's like, you know, she's got rebellious attitude.
She's got like a green army jacket and the sleeves are a little too long and she's like, whoa.
Yeah, and she doesn't know. She thinks her dad's boring too.
This is like 1993, 94, something like that.
Ish.
Yeah, it's definitely in the 90s. It's
a post-Terminator 2 world.
Yes, right. It came out in July 1994, so it was a summer blockbuster. So, secretly, guess what? He's not a computer analyst. He is a super spy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really good spy. And his partner is Tom Arnold. She knows his partner's Tom Arnold, but she thinks he's just another nerd, too.
He sort of is.
Yeah, he's the van guy.
He's the van guy.
Right.
But she doesn't even think her husband's a van guy. She thinks her husband's like an office dork.
Oh, my God.
And is also Arnold Schwarzenegger. So has like the Austrian accent. It's huge. It has all these muscles.
It has a lot of the same problems that Kindergarten Cop has.
Except he's like, he's better at playing the role of the dork, I think. Because it's believable.
I believe him in every movie he's ever done. There's that one performance of his where I'm like, oh, he phoned it in. No, he goes full ham on every picture.
Yeah, so he's plays the nerd at home very well. And so she's like bored in her relationship. She's like, ugh, I can't believe I have to be married to a big, strapping dork. Yeah. Why can't I have any danger in my life? And then she meets Bill Paxton, who is not a spy. But for some reason, coincidentally, I think just like pure coincidence, lies and tells her he's a spy.
What?
Like, he's a used car salesman.
Yeah, he's just trying to make himself.
And he just tries to make himself seem sexy.
Mysterious, yeah.
So he tells her all this shit about how he's a spy. And she's like, but she's got this husband at home.
She's married to a spy.
She doesn't know that.
We're getting to some of these true lies that we're talking
about.
Oh, and I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but. And you may have actually seen this scene before because it's fairly iconic.
Scene.
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
Who strips?
She does because she gets wrapped up in some spy shit. Then she goes to a hotel room where she thinks she has to seduce this bad guy. Guess who she's seducing?
Her husband?
Yes!
Oh my God.
So he's like sitting there like backlit like in a chair and she does she goes to the bathroom and like slicks her hair back. She's got like short.
She uses a potted plant.
Yes. And she like,
because that was my
her.
Favorite when I was a kid. Yeah. I was like, that might have actually been a key moment for me. When she dumps out the vase and becomes like
so
sexy
slicks
with it.
Herself back. And then she does like a sexy shimmy dance. Like she takes some clothes off, but she like is mostly just like getting
mostly pole dancing.
I think she goes down to B&P.
Yeah, I think you're right. But she like gets into it. And she for him. And then
the best
moment
of the striptease and the most like charming, endearing thing that happens is she just beefs it. Just
falls. She does fall.
Really?
While she's doing this and like kind of like stumbles up and is like pulls her underwear out of her butt and is like, sorry.
That's so cute.
It's so cute.
It's amazing.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And it's very cute because like they're, it's also like their marriage has kind of gotten stale.
Yeah.
So exciting. So I don't want to tell you more because I want you to go see
Mr. and Mrs. Smith like ripped off of that.
100%.
Oh my God.
But like they never... Because they like knew, right, Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
They didn't know that each other was a spy until they were hunting each other.
Boring.
Those are bad spies.
I know, right under your nose, right under your nose.
You should know. You should know. If you're a spy,
they deserve each other then.
Yeah. If you're a spy and you don't know that your spouse is a spy, you're saying you're a bad spy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what if they're just a great spy?
Each person's such a good spy. Well, then you're, but like, while your offense is, or your defense is not good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like you should only be like disguising yourself well enough so that other normies can't tell that you're a spy. Right. Like,
what, you want others to know you're a spy?
Yeah. Well, you don't want others to know you're a spy.
You don't want anybody to know you're a spy.
That's true. But I'm saying,
Didn't you see Atomic Blonde?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the bad French spy?
No. I remember very little about that movie except for 99 Red Balloons because it played like a million fucking times.
I like that soundtrack. Okay. I don't like that movie.
I don't like that movie either.
I do like the movie.
He likes the movie.
I don't like that
movie. Did you see the one with Gina Carano where she chokes Tom Hiddleston out with her thighs?
Tight.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.